I purchased the cottage in 1991. It looked totally different from what it does today. It looked cold, bleak, unwelcoming, very run down. There was a lot of grass. There were a lot of gooseberry bushes in the grass. There was a tiny little border in the front. There were a series of little ponds for the birds, and the most frightening amount of brambles, nettles, docks, etc. But it was mine, and I could do what I wanted with it. What a challenge. So the first thing to do was really to get something growing in the garden that I could eat. I had a house, but I didn't have any money, so, you know, there's not much point having a garden if you don't produce food. So in went the runner beans and the spinach. Neighbours very kindly gave me potatoes, so we had a start. And then I joined the local gardening club and learnt things. I began to get the idea that this could be quite a good garden. I had to get a job, and I thought I knew a bit about gardening, so I went down to a local nursery garden centre. The chap there looked terribly busy, so I said, do you know, I think I can come and help you. And he said, could you really? I said, yes. So I started there, and that's where really I learnt about plants. I learnt such a lot in quite a short time. It's very hard work, nursery work, but you learn how to propagate, you grow on, you learn what plant grows where, you customers come in, they want to know what this is like and what can they put on the north border. And slowly and still not easily, the knowledge comes to you. Your confidence grows. So my gardening at home started really in the evenings mainly, because I had to work weekends. And bit by bit, this garden got under control. It took 9 years to really say to somebody, yes, I'll open the garden for the village. 9 years. That's not very long in gardening terms, but it was long enough to give me the confidence to open it. And when you open your garden and people say, oh, this is nice, you think, oh, perhaps I have done okay then. And it's the confidence that you need to carry on. And I have carried on now for the 18 years. It's, I think, beautiful. It's got all the plants in that I love. And it's a cottage garden. And a cottage garden has to be in keeping with the cottage. The borders have to be the right size for the house. You don't want too much shade. You've got to have plants that mainly look after themselves. It's got to be a riot of colour and foliage and shape. It's got to be a garden where people feel relaxed. That's a cottage garden. They feel relaxed because they're at home in it. It doesn't matter what exactly the plants are. We all have our favourite cottage garden images of roses, delphiniums, honeysuckle, all the things that climb over the cottage. But in today's climate, we can grow other things that are perhaps more exciting, and various species of plants can be grown very happily, and they will overwinter happily now in England. But it's still a cottage garden with that riot of colour and things clambering through other things. And you've got to have your vegetables, because the cottages always had vegetables. And you've got to have your herbs. And it's all put together in a way that you can just wander from one bit to the other and nothing's out of place. The whole thing is a picture complete of a cottage garden.